Access to safe drinking water is a basic human right, according to the United Nations. Yet millions of Americans can't afford their water bills, and the water they do have is contaminated and unsafe to drink. Nina Lakhani is an environmental justice reporter for The Guardian and recently completed a year-long investigation into the problem of access to safe drinking water in the United States. Nina, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you very much.
In your research, you found that the cost of water has gone up by an average of 80% between 2010 and 2018, and more than 150% in the case of Austin, Texas. Why is that? Why is water suddenly so expensive?
So there is a few different reasons. I think fundamentally that the federal government funding for water systems peaked in the late 70s. So there was an infrastructure boom when we had the EPA created and when there were the Safe Water Act and the Drinking Water Act were approved. But funding for water systems has declined since then. And even the revolving funds that states can apply to has been diminishing over time. Water utilities are being left to deal with the climate crisis. So in parts of the country like the Southwest, for example, which have been under drought for years now, the water infrastructure has to be adapted to be able to cope with that, the water and the sewage infrastructure. And local water departments are left to raise this revenue. And the way that they do that is by raising tariffs. So the cost of water and sewage goes up every year in many cases, and also by taking out loans on the market. And obviously those loans have to be repaid and those costs are then also transferred back to water users.
And of course, if people can't afford to pay their water bills, that leaves the water utility without the income they need to provide safe, affordable drinking water. I mean, it's easy to see how that becomes a pretty vicious cycle.
That's right. I mean, without federal funding, this is a problem that's only going to escalate and affect a growing number of people. But also water utility companies could be doing things differently. What we've seen is that many water departments are using punitive measures to try and force people into paying. And the two main measures that we've seen being used are shutoffs. So people having their water shut off because of unpaid bills, or having liens put on their houses, which increases the risk of foreclosure on their house. The thing is, if you're struggling to pay your water bill, it's very likely that you're struggling to pay lots of bills, you know? And so just because somebody threatens you with having your water shut off or puts a lien on your house doesn't mean you're suddenly going to be able to magic up the money and pay the bill. You know, that actually, by increasing bills and not thinking about affordability, water departments are not going to increase revenue. The research that we've done has shown that by making bills tied to affordability, so you charge people based on their income levels, on their ability to pay, water companies can increase their revenue. You have to have water to be able to live, to be able to cook, to be able to clean, to be able to stay healthy. People are willing to pay. It's just that if they can't pay, they can't pay.
Right. Well, you wrote about a specific man in your story. His name is Albert Pickett, and he lives in East Cleveland, Ohio. He fell behind on his water bills, and it ultimately cost him his home. Can you tell us his story, please?
Sure. So Mr. Albert Pickett is 60 years old, and he, grew up in this, really what I think was probably a very nice detached corner house in East Cleveland, which is a predominantly African-American neighborhood, a low-income neighborhood. And he grew up there with his parents and his siblings. And his mother, his dad died some years ago. His mother died in 2013 from Alzheimer's. And when she died in the years previous, she had got behind in her water bills, in her property taxes, I'm sure as part of sort of the nature of the disease, really. And so then when he moves back into the family home, there's an outstanding water bill that he just can't afford to pay. He goes to Cleveland Water Department and asks to get onto a payment plan, but he doesn't have the deposit that they're asking for as a down payment. And so they shut off his water in 2013. And so he has been without water ever since then, borrowing jars or tanks of water or bottles of water from neighbors so that he can wash, flush the toilet, buying water in order to take his medicine and to cook and to drink. And then in 2018, his luck just took a dire turn for the worse. He suffered a really severe stroke, and relatedly, he fell and fractured his spine and damaged various sort of internal organs. And he ended up being in a nursing facility for almost a year. When he came out of this facility, he was like, he's really frail, like walks with a walking frame, has got a tremor, you know, lots of ongoing health issues. And a small fire started, but he didn't have any water to put out the start of that fire. He was trying to stamp it out, but couldn't. And by the time the fire service came, his house had burnt down. I mean, I went to interview him. I went to the house and it's just an absolute burnt out shell. You know, the whole front of it is collapsed. The roof is completely destroyed. And so since then, that was in October of last year, despite his health problems, he's been sleeping on people's couches, in his car, at shelters the odd night, and it just utterly ruined his life. You know, he talks about just the how not having water just took away all of his dignity. I mean, he used to look after his grandkids at the house, but as soon as the water got turned off, he couldn't have his kids, grandkids there. I mean, how can you have children there when you're changing nappies and it's just not safe and healthy to do so? So yeah, it just had an absolute devastating impact on him.
And you write that people of color are disproportionately subject to having their water turned off and a lien put on their homes for back water payments. Can you tell me more about that, please?
Yeah, in some of the cities I've reported from and some of the cities we analysed, that is what lawyers and advocates are alleging. In Cleveland, there is a lawsuit which has been brought forward by the NAACP's Legal Defence Fund alleging a systemic racism in the way that liens are attached to houses. And in the case of Cleveland, which is one of the cities that, you know, that we investigated, you can see there are clusters of houses, you know, where liens have been attached, which are more disproportionately predominant in black neighborhoods compared to white neighborhoods, even if you take into account income levels. That's what that lawsuit alleges by this pandemic.
And just adding insult to injury, I mean, the cost of water is going through the roof, but the quality of that water in many cases is far worse than it used to be. How common is it for the water supply to be polluted or unsafe, as is the case in Flint, Michigan, and the lead problem there?
Yeah, I mean, it's this perverse sort of, you know, double whammy, isn't it? That, you know, people are having to pay more for water and their water is contaminated. I mean, New Orleans is one of the cities that we studied where people have huge concerns about the quality of their water. You know, their water comes from the Mississippi River. The water that comes to them has been polluted by big agriculture in Iowa, in all the, you know, the Carolina, all the states coming down. So that by the time the water gets to them, it's just, I mean, the quality is dire, right? I mean, nobody willingly is drinking the tap water in New Orleans. You know, they're either spending money on bottled water, which means that they are effectively paying two water bills every month, a water bill to the utility company and to water bottlers, right? Because that's what they're being forced to do. Or they are buying filters to install into their homes.
And looking broadly at the problem across the United States, what do you think should be done to ensure that all Americans have access to safe, affordable drinking water? And what's the role of the federal government in really addressing this problem?
Yeah, I don't think that can be achieved without the federal government. There are numerous pieces of legislation around. The one that I think is most comprehensive is the Water Act, which is co-sponsored by Bernie Sanders in the Senate and Brenda Lawrence in Congress. And that is calling for $30 billion of guaranteed federal funding every year for 20 years in order to upgrade water systems, so upgrade infrastructure, water and sewage, so that all of the federal standards when it comes to quality and safety are met. And that money would also include some money to help low-income households pay for these increasing bills so that no one's water is being shut off.
Nina Lakhani is the environmental justice reporter at The Guardian. Nina, thank you so much for taking this time with me.
Thanks for having me.